Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 8th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, you're dealing with a personal injury, I send you where you're going to be treated like family. That's right, and get the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And we got the national championship tonight, that's right, on the men's side. We all know Bet Online has been your tournament bracket headquarters the entire tournament. And now we got just one game left. But there's still a whole lot more going on. Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL playoffs right around the corner. And as always, Bet Online is your number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to Bet Online today. Stay updated on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, and you get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. So glad to have you guys here with us on a Monday. We got so much going on. I had an action-packed weekend. I hope you guys had a great weekend as well, and you're ready for a bunch of great shows here. We start things off on a Monday together on Zaslow Show 2.0. So first things first, if you guys tuned in on Saturday night, Saturday was a dream come true, essentially, for me, all right? I got to host a WrestleMania 40 preview show. We'll get to a little bit of WrestleMania here, don't you worry. We got a little bit of WrestleMania to get to. You got the Women's National Championship yesterday, which I watched the entire game. I never would want, I mean, if you would have said to me a year ago, hey, Zaslow, are you going to watch the Women's National Championship game? I'd be like, get the hell out of here. Watch the whole thing yesterday. I mean, I had to. I was on primetime on ESPN Radio. Excuse me. And so I got the game on the whole time because that's what our main show, that's what our show was mostly about, was making sure we're covering the Women's National Championship. But wow. All right. So we got to talk a little bit about that. You got the national championship tonight. You got the Miami Heat, who refuse to make anything easy. So, of course, the Miami Heat, they're almost a virtual lock at this point to play in the play-in game. They refuse to make things easy. And that's where we are now after they lost yesterday at the Indiana Pacers. So we got a lot to get to here. But I want to start off by mentioning, I got to host a WrestleMania 40 preview show on Saturday on ESPN Radio. You know, the Pat McAfee show the last couple days, Friday last week, and even today, Monday, they're doing their show live from WWE World. They're doing their whole show on WWE, which is kind of crazy because what if something big happened on Friday? Would he still have been talking about WrestleMania or do you pivot? I got to figure you pivot and you go to the important sports stuff, but you got ESPN TV, McAfee is there live covering it. And on First Take, they got Cody Rhodes in person there. And on the radio side, I've been tapped on the shoulder to do the WrestleMania 40 preview show on Saturday night. I had such a great time. We had great guests. We had Drew McIntyre. We had Bully Ray. We had Booker T. We had cameos from a bunch of other ESPN and ESPN radio personalities who stopped by and gave their favorite WrestleMania moments in pre-recorded rejoins. We had Joe Fortenbaugh from Carlin vs. Joe and ESPN Bet Live, where he gave a bunch of picks because obviously you can wager on WrestleMania. Amber Wilson, massive pro wrestling fan. Of course, my favorite co-host. She joined us as well. It was so much fun. Producers James, Pat put together an incredible show. It was like a dream come true. I mean, as a little boy, I love pro wrestling. It really was my first love. My first love, pro wrestling, when I'm 6 years old. And I really don't have anybody to talk about it with because I love it so much more than everybody else. And not only was wrestling not cool, but it certainly was not mainstream. I mean, nobody knew anything. And all of these years later, going from having nobody to talk about it with to talking to you about it on the worldwide leader on ESPN Radio. Incredible weekend for me. So much fun. So if you tuned into the WrestleMania 40 preview show, a huge thank you to you guys. It was really great. I'm looking forward to hosting the WrestleMania 41 preview show on ESPN Radio. So a big thank you to all of you guys there who hung out with us. That was phenomenal. And by the way, you know, it's funny. Since I was let go from Odyssey, from terrestrial radio, when 790 a ticket, you know, flipped, I didn't say anything bad. You know, I don't have anything bad to say about the company. I don't. I'd like to think that I'm also above that. There's no reason for me to, you know, be sour and negative and say nasty things. I do like to believe that I'm above that. I don't think that that serves anybody. And I don't have anything bad to say about that company. I think they treated me very well. Now, there is one person who I think treated me very poorly in the end, and I don't have anything good to say about that person, but nobody cares about that person. That's neither here nor there. What I will say, though, I guess a negative thing that I'll say is, oh my God, I asked the radio station for years, for so long, to let me do a wrestling show. It's a billion-dollar business. I asked for so I wasn't asking for more money. I mean, I probably would have wanted, but I wasn't asking for anything other than to give you programming, to give you content, and take advantage of how big pro wrestling has gotten and continues to get. I asked so many times. Nothing. No traction. Now, the person who I was asking, did they eventually run up the ladder? Did they actually do anything with this offer? I don't know. But I asked for so long, for years. And now, yeah, I just did a show on ESPN Radio. I didn't ask them, by the way. They asked me to do the show. I said yes before the sentence, you know, finished coming out of their mouth. But I didn't propose this to them. They asked me to do it. So it's a little bit of validation, I guess, that where, yeah, I was right. You should be doing a wrestling show. It's so big. It's and man, what a weekend, right? All right. So I may as well start here. We'll get to the other stuff that happened last night. Matter of fact, let's just do it. Hit it. Give me my music. Let's get to what happened last night. So, we'll start out. WrestleMania 40. Night 2 was so much better than Night 1. Like, my program director on Sunday, when I was on primetime before the show started, he asked me, hey, great job with the WrestleMania 4 preview show yesterday. Did you enjoy it? Was it a good show? And I said, listen, I'm going to enjoy it no matter what. I'm going to like it no matter what. It's entertaining, period. But I said to go, I hope and I think Night 2 will be better than Night 1. Let's put it that way. Like, Night 1 was fine. And it's set up for a phenomenal Night 2. It started huge. It finished huge. The beginning of the night, Drew McIntyre wins the World Championship. And then CM Punk winds up laying him out. And Damian Priest cashes in Money in the Bank. And he leaves the world champion. So Drew McIntyre got his moment where he wins the championship in front of a live crowd at WrestleMania for the first time in his career. But then you get to keep that story going where he's bitter and he cries and everybody's out to get him and he blames everybody. And now he and CM Punk, when Punk is ready to return, whoo, that's going to be fire. So amazing start to the night. Just the second time in WrestleMania history that there was a cash-in at WrestleMania. And then, of course, Logan Paul, the triple threat. Logan Paul is phenomenal. Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, great, great, great match. My girl Bayley, she won, the Women's WWE Championship from Io Sky. She got her WrestleMania moment. I was so happy for her. I'm a huge fan. I love her. She won. And the main event, which featured not only Cody Rhodes finishing his story. That's right. He ended Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, the head of the table. He ended the record reign. He was champion for over 4 years. Cody Rhodes beat him 1-2-3 right in the center of the ring and finished his story. Not only did Cody Rhodes finish his story, but probably the all-time greatest close to a WrestleMania in the history of 40 years of WrestleMania. A batshit crazy final 5 minutes of the main event. And just to understand, there was so much going on. Cena runs in. Undertaker. The blood. There was so much happening. And just to show you how on point and how phenomenal a job WWE does, this is all happening. Lights, the cameras, the music, the action, and it's all happening. All these moving parts are all happening in front of 75,000 live fans. Forget the millions watching around the world. In front of 75,000 live fans in attendance. And the way that WWE seamlessly pulls this type of production off, they're the best in the world, man. It's the best show on earth. It really is. This is why people come from all around the world and spend this kind of money. WrestleMania 40, Night 2, a phenomenal show. And it's why, you know, So here's an example, right? And I mentioned this on the WrestleMania 40 preview show on ESPN Radio, where Friday night, the women's Final Four. So Friday night, the women's Final Four, Iowa beats Connecticut, and it ends in controversy. Hated the finish. They call the moving screen on Connecticut there, and, you know, UConn doesn't even get a shot off late to even attempt a tie. Was it a moving screen? Yeah, it was. Do I like the call? Nope. Hate it. I think if it wasn't called, no one would have been the wiser. No one would ever have brought it up. Was it a moving screen? Yes. Do I like the call? No. But I compare that to last night, WrestleMania 4. How do I make that comparison? It's why I'm always weary about spending my money and traveling for a huge sporting event. You don't know how it's going to go. Your team can get blown out, and that doesn't seem fun to me, spending all of that money, all of that time, to sit on my hands the whole game. My team gets smoked, and then I'm walking out the arena. It didn't seem like a good time to me. I know people are like, oh, but it's the experience and the travel. Like, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't sound fun to me if my team winds up losing like that. And then there's the other side, which happened on Friday. If your team loses in that fashion where the referee fucks it up. I mean, did the referee fuck it up? I think it was the right call at the wrong time. But nonetheless, the referee can blow the game in the end. Your team didn't even get a chance to tie it. That's not a fun experience to me. With WWE, it's why I'm always willing to spend my money on WWE. It's why I'm always willing to travel and pay big money for these shows, because it's all in their control. They're going to make sure that the paying customer gets the best possible show with the best possible outcome and sends everybody home happy. That's a big thing in pro wrestling. Send the customer home happy. And pro sports, you can't necessarily do that. You don't know what's going to happen, all right? And now everybody can make all their jokes about pro sports being fixed. Okay. Collegiate sports can't do that either. But pro wrestling can. It's a show. And they're going to do their damnedest to make sure you get your money's worth. And if you saw the highlights, you saw the clips of the last few minutes of WrestleMania 40 last night, it was batshit crazy, and you had 75,000 people live in attendance who all pay so much money to go to that show and to travel from God knows where, and they're having the time of their life. They're all... Cody Rhodes wins, he finishes his story. People are crying in the crowd. Logan Paul, who fought earlier tonight, he had a video. They're watching his reaction, watching from the suite. He's crying. He was crying. What? How can you not be romantic about pro wrestling? He's crying, Logan Paul, watching Cody Rhodes winning and finishing his story. And everyone in the crowd is so excited and jumping up and down. And that's why, look, it's such low-hanging fruit to make fun of people who love pro wrestling. You watch that, you spend money on that. Everyone there in attendance is having such a great time together. You know, it's like we say about sports. Why do you love sports so much? Where else can you go to an arena and 20,000 people all at the same time are jumping up and down and cheering? You know, that's the great part about sports. Well, pro wrestling, they strive to give you that every single time out. And why would you, you know, why is it, like, why would you, I don't make fun of the person is what I want to say, but why would you be critical? Why would you be critical of someone who enjoys an event and goes to an event that makes all of those people at one time feel good, feel happy? Why would anyone be critical of someone enjoying that moment? And that's my biggest love for pro wrestling, is being a part of the moment. And we're all in that moment together. And look, we're watching in the house in the Zaslow Mansion family room, and my younger son, Jordan, he's jumping up and down. He was so excited. And when things started to really hit the fan, when like John Cena's running down to the ring, my older son, who doesn't watch anymore, he's grown out of it, he came running into the room because he wanted to be a part of it and see what the hell is going on. The joy that pro wrestling can give you, it's being a part of the moment. It's my favorite part. I love nostalgia. You guys know I'm a sucker for nostalgia. And anything that makes me feel like a kid again, I'm in on, man. And pro wrestling is always going to make me feel like a kid again. The love that we have for it and the joy that it gave me when I was 6 years old watching for the first time. And not exactly knowing what I'm watching, but knowing I love this. This right here, this is my first time watching it, and I love this. And it makes me feel that way again. Anything that's going to make me feel like a kid again, I'm in on, man. And so if you're asking, why do you love pro wrestling so much? Last night, man. Last night was why I love pro wrestling so much. The finish to WrestleMania 40 last night, I think it was the greatest finish to a WrestleMania in the 40-year history. Unbelievable night. Unbelievable main event. What a spectacle. What a show. WWE, you have my money forever. I will never not spend my time and my hard-earned money on WWE. It's the greatest. How can you not be romantic about pro wrestling? You know what else I'm romantic about? Getting good sleep. And the way that I get the best sleep is because I sleep on Sheets and Giggles. That's right, Sheets and Giggles. Over 100,000 people sleep on their sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, pillows, rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. Of course, you can follow at Sheets Giggles on social media. And if you go to sheetsgiggles.com, you can get the softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets known to man. I got the comforter. Oh my God. This comforter, it is so, so soft. It's soft, but it's heavy, if that makes sense. And I still stay cool, and that means I'm getting the best sleep of my life. I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, mattresses are expensive. Well, if this is your first time going to sheetsgiggles.com, use promo code ZASLO, and you'll get 20% off your first order. That's right, 20% off your first order when you go to sheetsgiggles.com. I mean, what are we talking about? And then every other time you go to sheetsgiggles.com, you could take advantage of all the promos and offers. Now, my man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, he puts out these promos all the time. So first time, use promo code ZASLO. Get 20% off the first time you go to sheetsgiggles.com. And if you're following at sheetsgiggles on Twitter, for example, my man Colin, big time congratulations, got married a few days ago, like that day. He put out a promo code WEDDING. And then you got a huge discount if you use the promo code WEDDING. So make sure you are following at Sheets Giggles after you use my promo code the first time. And then you're always going to be able to take advantage of all kinds of sales and offers and promotions. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code ZASLO, SheetsGiggles.com. Tell you what else I love. I love making sure that I have the perfect ride for me and my family. And that means keeping my car up to speed. Keeping my car up to service, making sure that my ride is always in tip-top condition. And that's because I go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, real easy to find, all right? They're on North Andrews Avenue. It's a brand new state-of-the-art facility. So easy to find. It's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. And no matter what kind of car you drive, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru services all makes and models. So you show up and you're going to get service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. But maybe you're thinking about getting a new car. That's right, you could treat yourself. And right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, spring sale season is in full bloom. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. Go to nflsubaru.com. NFLSubaru.com for full details. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right, so also as far as things that happened yesterday, and there was some NBA stuff and how it relates to the Heat, we'll get to that. But South Carolina beats Iowa for the Women's National Championship. I haven't seen the ratings. I imagine it's going to be a very big number. I watched the whole game because, A, I've been interested in it. But I've been interested in it because I need to be interested in it for work, all right? Let's be honest here. I'm not going to sit here and tell you like I'm this huge champion for women's sports. Now, I have been a huge advocate for, I mean, going on a dozen years now for women in sports media for sure. I love working with female co-hosts. Maybe it's just because the two female co-hosts that I've had are just amazing girls in Joy Taylor and Amber Wilson, but I'm a huge advocate for it. If I'm at a point where if I'm going to do a regular radio show every day, I want it to be with a female. I like the dynamic there, and I think that representation is important, and I think I'm really good at it. I mean, look, let's be honest here. You may want to call me Queenmaker, all right? You look where the women who I do shows with, where they end up, big-time national stars, those two girls. Let's call a spade here. So anyway, I've been an advocate for a very long time. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you like I've been some kind of champion for women's basketball. I don't necessarily enjoy the women's game. I don't enjoy the collegiate game overall. I don't think it's very well played. And matter of fact, you know, like the very first time ever that I decided, all right, you know what? I'm going to watch a women's game. It was last year in the tournament, Elite Eight, to watch the University of Miami, the Lady Canes, the Cavender Twins, and you know, they're in the Elite Eight, so I'm going to watch it. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think it was terrible. It was pretty much what I expected, right? I expected it to be poorly played, turnovers, really low to the rim. And let's be honest, this is the case with the women's game right now also. We could all be fawning over how great it was. And that game was great yesterday between South Carolina and Iowa. It was a really, really good game. But let's be honest here. They miss a lot of layups. They do. Like, in general, they miss a lot of layups. I don't think it's a well-played game. It's played really low to the ground, obviously, which you're not used to if you love the NBA like I do. So I don't love the women's game. But I do like the Stars a lot. And that's what draws you in. So it's going to get a very big number. I do think it was a really good game. And tonight, UConn-Purdue, obviously we're dialed into that. Zach Edey, can he lead Purdue after last year losing in the first round? Very embarrassing. And then the very next year, coming back and winning the whole thing. Virginia did it. Virginia became the first team ever. What was it, 2017, 18? Became the first team ever to lose to a 16. And then the next year, they won the whole thing. Purdue is 40 minutes away from doing the exact same thing. And of course, UConn, just a juggernaut. Like, I think UConn's going to win. I think they're probably going to win by double figures, like they have the 11 other games these past two NCAA tournaments. So this game's got juice to it tonight. And that's a little bit of what happened yesterday. Okay. I do want to continue here with something about, and we're going to get to the Heat and all that good stuff. I do want to continue here with something about Caitlin Clark. So, Caitlin Clark, now, I will maintain what I've been saying about Caitlin Clark, which is she is one of the greatest women's basketball players, collegiate. Well, I mean, maybe she'll be a total flop in WNBA. I have a hard time believing that, but right now, she goes down as one of the greatest collegiate players of all time. One of the greatest. I cannot call her the greatest when she didn't win a championship. If you're the greatest at your sport, I do believe you had to have won a championship. You don't have to win multiple in the college game because you have a finite amount of time in school. I mean, this is her fourth year. She's leaving. She could have stayed for a fifth year. You only have a certain amount of time to win a championship in college. So I don't care if you win multiple. Not everybody has to be Breonna Stewart. You're winning all 4 years, you know, joining a super team there in UConn. So yeah, I would settle down with, you know, Breonna Stewart with her criticism of Caitlin Clark. But anyway, I don't think you could be the greatest if you never won. And she had chances. I mean, she lost last year against LSU in the final game. She lost this year against South Carolina in the final game. And you do have to note that South Carolina has won like 75 of their last 76 games. And the one loss in there was Iowa, was Caitlin Clark. You do got to make note of that. But she didn't have to beat LSU last year in a 7-game series. She only had to beat them once. She didn't do it. You didn't have to beat South Carolina in a 7-game series yesterday. You only had to do it once. She didn't do it. So she had two really great chances. And she came up short in both of them and didn't play particularly well yesterday. Only 12 points after the first quarter. And now is that fair that everything goes south because South Carolina dominated essentially the rest of the game after the first quarter when Caitlin Clark and they switched up defensively, which, by the way, I'll tell you who looks the worst after yesterday's win by South Carolina and the way they were able to essentially shut down Caitlin Clark after the first quarter? Kim Mulkey. Hey, Kim Mulkey, how about switch up your defense a little bit? You want to know why Haley Van Lith is transferring? There's your answer. She left that girl on an island to get cooked for 40 minutes by Caitlin Clark. What did Dawn Staley do? Yeah, you know what? You're allowed to change up your defense. You're allowed to mix it up a little bit. Kim Mulkey looked terrible in a game she wasn't even involved in. Looked terrible yesterday. Just being honest.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Now, whether you think Caitlin Clark is the greatest, you certainly would have to say she's one of the greatest. But here's the thing. Like, these clips made the rounds, right? Friday night, ESPN was doing, like, their alternate broadcast, you know, of the women's Final Four in the UConn game versus Iowa. And you know the UConn women, they're going to be rooting for UConn. You got, it's Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird and Breonna Stewart. And boy, I'll tell you, like, Taurasi and Sue Bird come off so bitter. And obviously, they want Connecticut to win. You understand that part. But the way that they talk down about Caitlin Clark, especially Taurasi, because Taurasi has made the comments, you know, to the effect of, you know, you come to WNBA, it's going to be a different game. We're going to show you. You're not going to be able to do this anymore. This is going to be a rude awakening, you know? Like, they're talking, like, they don't want to admit that she's going to be good in the WNBA. And it's not even like, hey, WNBA is a much harder game. We'll see. You know, it may be a little bit of a struggle at first, but she's a great player. I'm sure she'll figure it out. No, that's not what you're getting. You're getting these ladies like Diana Taurasi just talk about how they're going to show her how difficult it is. You know, essentially, like, you ain't shit, and we're going to show you that. Why all the negative talk from WNBA and former WNBA players about her? Don't they want their game to succeed? Like, this is finally, right now, this is finally the opportunity for the women's game to succeed. Nobody's given a shit about the WNBA. Ever. It's not a successful league. It gets subsidized by the NBA. It doesn't make any money. Most teams lose money. You saw what the starting salary is going to be for Caitlin Clark. $76,000. This league doesn't do well. Nobody gives a shit about the WNBA. Except now, there may be some people who are starting to pay attention. The way they're paying attention now to the women's collegiate game, there may be some carryover to the WNBA. And what's the reason? Whether you like it or not, Caitlin Clark's the reason. Now, you could say that it's a perfect storm that Caitlin Clark is right in the middle of. But, you know, these very successful women like Diana Taurasi, like Breonna Stewart, like Sue Bird, everything they've done in their career at the collegiate level and in the WNBA has not only fallen short, has fallen woefully short of grabbing anyone's attention. When those girls were in college doing their thing at UConn, nobody watched. And nobody's been watching them in the WNBA either. Caitlin Clark, again, whatever you think the reason is for it, Caitlin Clark, and there's a lot of good stars, Angel Reese and Cameron Brink and Paige Beckers and Camila Cardoso. I mean, the fact that I even know these girls' names tells you something, because I don't care about women's basketball. Caitlin Clark is right in the middle of it. She's grabbed everybody's attention. You haven't. You have come up woefully short in bringing viewers to that league. Caitlin Clark is about to do it. And you're going to benefit from it. Like, you can't see that. I don't understand why these former, and it's not just those girls that I mentioned. Like, Cheryl Swoops has said really nasty things. I mean, every WNBA player, every current WNBA player should be so excited about Caitlin Clark getting to the WNBA because of what it could, not a guarantee, what it could mean for the success of the league, bringing it to the next level. Like, you can't see that. Instead of talking so negative about her and saying how much she's going to struggle, how is that? You could say, hey, it's going to be a lot harder, which, yeah, obviously, everybody knows that. But to talk about how much she's going to struggle, do you think that's going to make people watch the game? if you're trying to play down how great a player she is and what kind of, if any, success she's going to have at the next level, you think that's going to sell your game? You think that's going to make people watch? Like, you can't see that? It's more important for you to let everyone know how hard you're going to make it for her in the WNBA, apparently. You know what? Go complain a little bit more about not flying charter. Like, the WNBA player, oh my God, any chance they get, they will complain to you about not being able to fly charter. This girl is at the center of what's going to get you there. This girl is potentially going to get you chartered flights. You love complaining about not flying charter. This girl, Caitlin Clark, is right at the center of what may get you there. And you just continue to talk down about her. Like, why? I don't get it. It's such a weird attitude. And I don't know, like, I can only speak from the things that, like, my wife tells me about. My wife's career, she's in a position of power, like an administrative position. So she is, you know, successful. And so I'll hear things about, you know, there's a lot of jealousy, right, with women. I'm speaking out of turn here because I'm not a woman. But based on what I've been told, a lot of jealousy with women in the workplace, you know, very catty. Maybe women, you always hear about women need to prop each other up. Women need to stand by each other's side and promote other women. Yes, of course. But I think that comes from a place of, it's far too often that women aren't supporting each other. And this feels like that. It feels like a lot of catty jealousy coming from these girls at Caitlin Clark. And I don't get it. It's so stupid and short-sighted. But go complain. Complain some more about not flying charter. I'll tell you what I don't have to complain about. That's my homeowner's insurance. That's right, I know that I'm covered. I get my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance. At Brunt Insurance, you go to bruntinsurance.com. At Brunt Insurance, I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from them for over 10 years now. And that's because I know I have the most comprehensive insurance coverage at the best price out there. And I know, God forbid, there's some type of accident or disaster. I'm covered. I'm taken care of. I don't have to lay awake at night sleepless wondering how I'm going to be able to afford to fix things because I have the best insurance coverage at Brunt Insurance. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. Wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, recently ranked number one in the state of Florida, wherever you're calling from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys and beyond, they have offices all throughout the state. So they know your area. They know what type of coverage you need. That's right. At Brunt Insurance, they're going to make sure there's so many options out there. It can make your head spin. Don't worry. They specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. At Brunt Insurance, fully licensed team is going to help you every step of the way. If that sounds good to you, you're making the right call. 954-589-2204. And they also offer affordable care and coverage for your automobile, your motorcycle, your boat. I just recently switched my auto insurance a couple months ago to Brunt Insurance. They have the expertise and the experience to find the perfect coverage for you. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. So here's what I got for you on the Heat. And this was a damaging weekend for the Heat. Why was it a damaging weekend? You guys know this, all right? The last time we spoke, they're coming off a loss to Philadelphia in a game that they really had to have. And then they beat Houston. Okay, fine. Yesterday was the day. You needed to win that game against Indiana if you wanted to stay out of the play-in. And now, the Heat, after losing Indiana, and by the way, the Heat lose 117-115 yesterday. Four players scoring 20-plus points. Butler, Adebayo, Hero, Martin, still lose the game you had to have. They're going to finish in the play-in. I would like them to finish 7th and not 8th, but they're going to finish in the play-in. And look, we have four games remaining, okay? At Atlanta, Dallas, Toronto. You got to figure you're going to get both those final two games. You have to win at Dallas tomorrow. At Atlanta tomorrow. Dallas in a dogfight here, so you can expect their guys to play. They have an outside chance of catching the Clippers for number four, which would mean home court advantage. So, and Dallas has been playing very, very well. You have to win this game tomorrow. You need to finish 3 out of 4, right? If you could finish 3-1 the rest of the way, you would finish with 36 losses. But the Pacers, in order to get to number 6, if you want to catch the Pacers would have to lose their final 3 games. Pacers, because they won yesterday, now own the tiebreak. So if the Heat finish, if the Heat go 3-1 in these final games here, and so they finish with 36 losses, the Pacers only have 3 games remaining. If they go 1-2, they also finish with 36 losses. They have the tiebreak. The Heat need Indiana to go 0-3 down the stretch here to jump them. That's what yesterday's game meant. They are not going to finish number 6. Now, you do have the same amount of losses as Philadelphia. Sixers are 44-35. Heat are 43-35. Season series, 2-2. First tiebreak, I believe, is conference games. The Heat are 1 game better in conference than Philadelphia. So, I do believe the Heat have the tiebreak over the Sixers. And that's why, if you're going to go 3-1 in these final games, the one loss needs to be to the Western Conference team, the Dallas Mavericks. Philadelphia's remaining schedule here, they're hosting Detroit tomorrow, they're hosting Orlando, and they host Brooklyn. You would figure those are 3 wins. So Miami, if they're going to finish ahead of Philadelphia, if the Sixers go 3-0, I'm trying to do this on the move here. If the Sixers go 3-0, which you would think that they could, then the Heat would have to go 4-0. If the Sixers go 3-0, and if the Heat go 3-1, Miami's going to finish 8, Philadelphia 7. If the Heat go 3-0, the Heat have to win these final 4 games. So the Heat do control their own fate in regards to finishing number 7, but only if they go 4-0. If they lose a game, they need the Sixers to lose one, but the Sixers remain scheduled, as you just saw, very easy. And if the Heat are going to lose one, it can't be to an Eastern Conference team. So most likely, you're in the play-in, and you're going to be at Philadelphia, it looks like, in the play-in. And here's a spoiler alert, by the way. This team, they do not do easy. You could have made things much easier. Beat Philadelphia in a game you had to have, or not start out down by 20-some-odd points yesterday, and the comeback falls short at Indiana in a game you had to have. This team does not do easy. They love difficult, and while that's hard on fans, that's just a thing. They love difficult. And the Heat, they're now going to open in Philadelphia, it looks like, for the play-in. If they win, and you want to win that game, because then you face Milwaukee in the first round, or, by the way, Orlando, don't look now, Orlando and New York are just 1 game back of number 2 Milwaukee. I mean, think about how the Heat have fucked this up. If the Heat could have been number 7, or they still can be, you would potentially have a chance to face Orlando in the first round. Or, if the Heat didn't fuck it up by losing yesterday, you could finish 6th, which right now, Orlando is 3. 6 is the money spot. You would get Orlando in the first round, and then get the winner of New York and Cleveland in the next round. But this team doesn't do easy. They only do difficult. So, that's what you're looking at now. You're looking at playing and at Philadelphia in the play-in. And then if you lose that, you host either Chicago or Atlanta. That's a frustrating weekend. They lose to Philly. What was it? Thursday night, I think it was. And then losing yesterday to Indiana. This team, they don't do easy. And yesterday was frustrating. That's frustrating. All right. You guys know what time. So the Heat back in action tomorrow. They are, tomorrow they're at home against, they're at Atlanta. The Panthers. Panthers, tough loss in Boston over the weekend, losing in overtime. The Panthers, they are at home for their final 4 games of the season, beginning tomorrow against Ottawa. The Panthers find themselves in a position where they're not going to finish first in the Atlantic. The Panthers right now, 4 games remaining, even in games played with Boston, are 5 points back of Boston. They are 5 points ahead of Toronto, but Toronto's got 2 games in hand. So the Panthers are not out of the woods here as far as finishing second in the Atlantic, but a favorable schedule here down the stretch for your favorite little hockey team. It's Ottawa at home tomorrow, then the Blue Jackets at home Thursday, Sabres at home Saturday. I'm going to be there for that. And then a week from tomorrow at home against Toronto, which could be for home ice advantage in the first round against the Maple Leafs. So that's where you're at as far as your favorite little hockey team goes. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Every show always brought to us where we get all the big deals on all the apparel of our favorite local sports teams. Caneswear. That's right. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. They also have an amazing selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams. Items for men, women, kids, Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami. Go visit them now, 2655 South University Drive, or shop online right now at caneswear.com. And how about this sale? How about this big deal they got going on right now at Caneswear? They got a BOGO offer, a BOGO 50 offer on headwear. That's right, at Caneswear. And the deal ends today. Started yesterday. You got one more day today. Buy one hat, get another hat at 50% off. All teams, all hats. That's Canes, Panthers, Marlins, Inter Miami. Over 300 hats to choose from. You can mix and match. Buy one hat, get another hat 50% off. Go to caneswear.com. You could search right now or visit their store in Davie, just south of 595 on the west side of University Drive. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. The main event last night, WrestleMania 40. Cody Rhodes finishes his story.
Cody caught it. Rhodes middle of the ring. Crossroads. Cody's not done yet. Cody with another crossroads. Is he going to do it? Can he do it? Is this the Rhodes moment?
Samantha Irvin, understandably overcome with emotion.
We are. We are.
That's a big deal. Like I said, how can you not be romantic about pro wrestling? Cody Rhodes finishes his story and essentially ushering in a new era for WWE. Big deal or not a big deal? I'll tell you what's a big deal. John Calipari is leaving Kentucky. He is leaving for Arkansas. So Paul Feinbaum, this morning on Get Up with Mike Greenberg, Paul Feinbaum is telling you who could be the next head man at Kentucky.
Who should we be expecting to start about at Kentucky in the next day or two?
Well, I think the names you'll hear are Dan Hurley. Obviously, he's the best coach in college basketball, but I don't think he's a legitimate candidate. But the one you have to keep your eye on, we just saw SEC to SEC. Keep your eye on Nate Oates. He just took Alabama. Yes, Alabama to the Final Four for the first time in history. The only issue, he just got a new contract from Greg Byrne, the athletic director, and Greg Byrne put a $20 million buyout. Now, you say, that is enormous. How could you possibly pay 20? Think about it, Greeny. I realize I'm not Jim Cramer here this morning on Wall Street today, but Kentucky just saved $33 million by not firing Cal. So they have a surplus of plus 13 if you're doing the math here before the Dow opens. I think they could say, why not go after the best coach in the SEC right now, who is Nate Oates.
Paul, are you going to tell me that Alabama is going to lose Nick Saban and Nate Oates in the same month or relatively close to that period of time? Could that happen?
Well, I mean, it's possible. Nate Oates loves Alabama, but and I think Alabama's run was phenomenal, Greeny. But listen, Alabama is not Kentucky. Kentucky is the gold standard. Alabama football and Kentucky basketball are essentially the same thing. So Nate Oates does not need a refresher course in the event he takes the job.
I'm going big deal, man. That's a pretty massive thing, leaving Kentucky. So Calipari out, maybe Nate Oates in. I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So I told you earlier, I don't understand why these current WNBA players are speaking so down about Caitlin Clark. They're so stupid. Dawn Staley, though. I mean, Dawn Staley, the class that she continues to show, after winning the national championship, she takes time out to talk about what Caitlin Clark is doing for the game.
Awesome. Awesome. And I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not gonna stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's gonna lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games, and we appreciate you.
I'm going big deal. Like I said, Dawn Staley just continuing to show a ton of class. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, Saturday Night Live, they do a really good job with this. Here's Saturday Night Live spoofing the March Madness studio show, Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley.
NCAA men's basketball postgame. Ernie Johnson alongside Kenny the Jet Smith.
Kenny, I'm the Jet. Just trying something. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Kenny. Now we owe Elton John $10,000. That's great. Also here is Charles Barkley.
Ernie, you know what? I'm just going to admit it. I am not an expert on college basketball. I am much more comfortable on my other show. You know, the one on CNN with Gayle King, where I talk about immigration and the war in the Ukraine.
Well, nonetheless, a semifinal matchup between number one seeded UConn and the fourth seed Alabama has just wrapped up with UConn victorious. Fellas, initial reactions to what we saw on the court tonight.
Ernie, can I be real with you? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, we're going big deal. I mean, I laughed out loud a couple times there with that clip. That's an excellent job. I'm going big deal. And that right there is another edition. A big deal or not a big deal? Make sure you take advantage of all the big deals at Caneswear to the end of the day today. BOGO 50 headwear at Caneswear. The end of the day, that's when this deal is no longer going to be there. Caneswear.com or just go in person, 2655 South University Drive. Buy one hat, get another hat at 50% off. All teams, all hats, mix and match. You got hundreds to choose from. Caneswear.com, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Yes! All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Got a big sports night tonight. Raw after Mania. That's right. A huge WWE Raw tonight. You know I'll be checking that out. Thanks to everybody behind the scenes who helped put together a great show. Talk to you tomorrow on Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.